Reconstructionist Radio presents a War Room production, The Post Mill Report with Nathan F. Conkey.
Hello and welcome to the 27th edition of The Post Mill Report. Now, this is going to be a shorter episode, but I think it's going to be important. Now, listening to podcasts is great, and engaging in victory-oriented Faith for All of Life Facebook group discussions, well, that's great too. Sharing memes, Christian victory post-mill memes, that's great. But change comes through the renewing of the mind. And our minds are touched supremely by books. Now, of course, the Book of Books is the world's most transformative book. However, the kingdom of God is built by books. Books that are riffs on the Book of Books, the Bible. Consider the Christian West. It is, in many respects, an invention of the pen of Augustine. What about the Industrial Revolution? Is this not the product of the books produced by the great reformers and by the Puritans? Transformation comes through books. Now, I'm not a great reader, but I am a reader. I was encouraged by a friend, Bodidar Marinov, to read 50 pages a day of Faith for All of Life literature. And I want to entice you with some key thoughts from key books. Now, these books are freely available online to read and are available to buy in hard copy and in Kindle and various formats, many of them. The book I want to riff off is Liberating Planet Earth by the crazy uncle that is Gary North. Now, the purpose of this book is to counter the false views of liberation that abound. It is written, a book that's written against Marxism, against secular humanism, and it argues that this rival religion, Marxism, and biblical Christianity operate on the same covenantal basis. And of course, this is the covenantal post-mill report, specifically the 5-point covenant model. We won't go into that today. The rivals are led by God on the one hand and Satan on the other. And he goes on to try and join the two in some form of a Christian socialism, is either stupid with a capital S or a very great evil. The only hope, Gary North argues in this book, for a free and prosperous world, for a liberated world, is Jesus Christ and his salvation from sin for individual and for the nation and for all collectives. Now, this book is relevant today since this is, in many ways, 1986 all over again. Capitalism, what is really watered-down state socialism with regulated markets and Keynesian money printing and central banking, is collapsing before our eyes. Its failures are increasingly visible. And some blockheads are shouting that socialism is the answer, numbskull Christians amongst them. The point that I want to underline, little riff that I want to riff on, is important for different reasons. Now, the little meditation I want to leave you with is about three different religions. Power religion, escape religion, and dominion religion. I want to talk about three different types of practitioners: power religionists, escape religionists, and dominion religionists. Now, this may not be an exact rule. We don't find it somewhere between the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount, somehow highlighted in bold for us in the Bible. But it is, at the very least, an excellent shorthand for understanding why institutions, be they states or seminaries or missions or ministries, and people, individual people, function, especially when they seem to be operating in ways contradictory to their stated objectives. For example, Bible colleges, seminaries, denominations, and churches that proclaim they are spokespeople for God, whilst insisting that the state accredit their teaching, pastor, or programs. So, why do you need to hear this episode of the Postmill Report? Why do you need to hear this insight? Well, we all want to obey God and submit to Him, and so we submit to His representatives in church, state, and home. Sadly, however, hirelings are in charge of the sheep, and squatters can be sitting in the seat of Moses. We have a responsibility, as our Lord said, to beware the leaven of the Pharisees. Elders in church and state can so easily lead us astray by abusing our godly respect for their office. So we need tools to sniff out their hypocrisy. So what has this to do with the Postmill Report? Well, this is the Covenantal Postmill Report. Okay, so what? Number one, covenantalism is not something you can hold to in the abstract. It requires action. And quite frankly, doing stuff makes the powers that be nervous. Number two, covenantalism relies on the law of God. And again, sadly, 99.99% of evangelicalism hates God's law. Number three, postmillennialism is a minority position which makes it unpopular in itself, but also demands action from us. See point one. As we become more and more convinced postmillennialists, we're going to feel, first of all, the irritation, then the disapproval, then the censure, and perhaps even the persecution of the powers that be. And since they wear the robes and sit in Moses' seat, you are going to be tempted to give in and submit to these authorities. So the stakes are very high in this game. If you choose to submit to the clergy, you will be consigning yourself to months or years or even a lifetime of passivity, churchianism, and the fruitless exercise of rituals. And you will forfeit months or years or even a whole lifetime of ever more fruitful, God-glorifying, real-world service to God, not to mention the blessing you could have been to your fellow man, applying the faith for all of life. You can find the basis of this insight, or at least the seed of it, on pages 41 to 46 of Liberating Planet Earth. If you want to download the book, go to garynorth.com/freebooks. So, power religion. In Gary's own words, quote, "This is a religious viewpoint which affirms that the most important goal for a man, group, or species is the capture and maintenance of power," end quote. So, power religion is dominion without God, dominion without Christian ethics. It is autonomous dominion. Escape religion. Escape religion sees that the pursuit of this worldly power and autonomy is an illusion. Their alternative is to refuse the command to take dominion and teach the nations to obey all things Christ has commanded us. Man's goal is to be one with God, mystically, not to be like God ethically. Escape religion is radically irresponsible, totally individualistic, reductionist of the Christian faith, retreatist in the face of evil, and spiritual in the Gnostic sense of the word. It is, make no mistake about it, anti-Christian religion, a revolt against maturity, as R.J. Rushdoony put it. It is, tragically, heartbreakingly, contemporary mainstream evangelicalism, not to mention 99.9% of Reformed churches. Dominion religion. This is the Orthodox faith. It maintains that through conversion and sanctification according to the law word of God, this obedience brings the blessing of real, this worldly dominion. It is creedal, it is responsible, and it is a religion of conquest through the covenant of God. Progressively greater obedience brings ever greater blessings. Power religionists. These abound. They are found in Congress and Westminster, in your local councils, your local sheriff's department perhaps, in the great cabals of industry and finance, in these secret societies. Escape religionists. These are most clearly visible in Pennsylvania with their beards and buggies, but are vastly more numerous and vastly more dangerous in our local churches. Having abandoned the Dominion Covenant, they have ceded governments of this earth to Satan and the beast state. Now, they are neither idiots nor are they anarchists. They know they depend upon the beast state and so have made an implicit or explicit pact with the beast never to bite the hand that feeds it. This is very clearly visible in the US with churches that have 501c3 status. They're given approval by the secular state and in return vow never to rock the boat. It is also seen in the concept of registered churches, which are seen all over the world. These escapists may squirm and protest upon the state's encroachments now and again in the matter of gay cakes, but they have no leverage and have eventually to shut up. They will never question the fact that earthly government belongs to the power religionists and their institutional representatives. I want to make myself perfectly clear. Power religionists and escape religionists are two sides of the same Antichrist the King coin. They are like two drunks walking down the road, arm in arm, holding each other up, or like WWF fighters. They're the best of friends in real life, whilst pretending to be mortal enemies, except that the power religionists are always advancing and the escapists are always fleeing. Dominion religionists. Postmillennialists are called triumphalist, which is funny. It makes me think of the irresponsible use of high fives, a Pollyanna rose-tinted naive youthful optimism. But ironically, the heart of covenantal postmillennialism is found, humanly speaking, at least in Dominion labour. The Dominion religionist has to fight for dominion over himself, pay his taxes, whilst refusing the civil government cheese, and also whilst rebuilding the tore-down walls of Christendom, all this while having Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite, and Gershon the Arab on his case, plus Brad the pastor. It's not that Dominion religion isn't fun and rewarding, it's just that it's hard work. A few examples from the Bible to illustrate my point. Pharaoh and the elders of Israel. When Moses was sent by God to liberate his people from Egypt, the escape religionist church leadership, the elders of Israel, were ready to blame Moses for making things worse, or, once they'd gotten into the desert, were ready to turn back to slavery. Escape religionists prefer free vegetables and tyranny to liberty and a long march to self-government. Don't ever listen to the elders of Israel. Follow Moses, even if it is into the desert. Freedom is where Christians belong. Or what about the 3,000 men from Judah and Samson? Samson, much maligned and misunderstood. Was God's chosen man to liberate Israel from the Philistines? Now, 3,000 escape religionists went out of their way to tell the spirit-empowered freedom fighter that he should submit to rightful authorities, Romans 13 style. Don't listen to the majority. Don't listen to the discouraging voices that tell you that freedom is unrealistic or rebellious. You have the Spirit of God and can do whatever God tells you to do. The Pharisees and Sadducees and the Romans. The Sadducees were awfully clever, but the Pharisees were orthodox. They were religious. They went to church twice on a Sunday, so to speak. They were the Bible-believing pastors, ministers and elders. They knew the Bible, except, of course, for the small detail that they wanted to kill Jesus rather than to have him be their Lord. Don't follow the correct, powerful pastors and successful ministry leaders unless they acknowledge that Christ's lordship is over every area of life and that he is victor in time and in history. Dominion religion, covenantal postmillennialism if you like, is a pain in the backside. It is the pain of lactic acid in your muscles from training yourself to read and to think and to put feet to your faith. It is the pain of meaning. It is the withdrawal pain from coming off the novocaine of pietistic pseudo-Christianity. It is the pain of rejection and shunning from people you care about. It is the pain that precedes victory. So, in conclusion to this short episode, read. Read. Set yourself a target. Note down your daily progress. It might be 10 pages a day, 100 pages a week, whatever it might be, of serious Christian, postmillennial, victorious, covenantal books. Become a better reader. This will take time, but you can do it. You have to do it if you are to become the person that you need to be. You have to walk the long hours with the wise if you're going to be wise yourself. Also learn. Learn to weigh the words of the escape religionists correctly. Initially, the warnings to be sensible and realistic and submissive sound quite weighty. Weigh these words on the scales God has provided. Be it ever so pious sounding, the call to earthly retreat and irrelevance, and most of all to defeat, is nothing short of satanic. It is no sin to trample the saltless words of the defeatists for Jesus under your feet. Gird your loins for action. God is on the throne, and victory and the obedience of faith which leads to dominion and victory is the work of God, which God works through us. So that means you're going to have to work. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Postmill Report. I hope you enjoyed it, or at least tolerated it. Remember to share this with friends if you appreciated it. There is enough bad news in the world today. Why don't you share some good news? You can support my work as an ESL teacher in Puebla, Mexico by going to cten.org/Nathan Conkey. You can contact me on facebook.com/christian.education. Thanks again and see you next week.